This bonus module explores the energy of expansion and contraction within us and outside of us. For years, I've been talking about energy, and what my guides have shown me is that as with a microwave, when you turn it on, you don't see anything happening, yet there are waves of energy working inside the microwave. And the movement of the sun and planets in our solar system work the same way, and this includes solar flares of the sun. Planetary movement sends out waves of energy that affect the Earth's magnetic field, and this also includes the human magnetic field. Knowing this makes it a little easier to grasp the energy of planets affecting the energy of Earth. So years ago, I watched a massive solar flare videoed by NASA, and when I watched it, the information that my guides have been telling me for years that I simply trusted became very clear right before my eyes. The solar flares are of light. Solar flares are magnetic energy that accumulates and bump into one another, setting off a series of explosions on the sun of light. Love is light. These explosions of light affect Mother Earth and us. We are the light of love. Our essence is the light of love, so the magnetic energy of the solar flares of light pull forth the love light within us and of Mother Earth. And this is the ascension of our planet. You've set your intention to actively expand your awareness, and you're fully supported by Mother Earth and all that is to expand into a place of powerful, loving creation. We're at the crossroads to step into our power like never before. Our power of love creation. Our power to truly create our version of heaven on earth, no matter what is going on around us. So let's look at the bigger picture here. When you turn on the news, you see unprecedented unrest all over the planet. We're experiencing a huge influx of light energy through the solar flares, planetary movement, and prayers of the human spirit. Our etheric and physical bodies are working to align with this light energy, and just so you know, there is no opting out. When the light comes in, what does it do? It illuminates the darkness. Secrets and lies come out that have been hidden for years, some for centuries. People and governments fall. Companies and marriages crumble. The darkness cannot exist in the light. And before all is said and done, deception will be a thing of the past, and no one will be immune. We are on the cusp of a new beginning that can be liberating beyond our dreams. This is what we've longed for. It's a powerful, exciting time to be living on Mother Earth when you stand in your power with strength and stamina based in love. However, if you're still subscribing to the fear of physical world teachings, this time can be horrific. The energy affecting our planet is extremely powerful, and it fully supports awakening to the power within to reconnect with the divinity within you. It's the perfect time to awaken and get clarity on what makes your heart sing with joy and manifest whatever makes you happy into your reality through your energy. But you must believe you deserve to be happy. You must know with every cell of your being that you're good enough and worthy. We know that when we set our intention to create change, fears we've been stuffing are revealed. And anything that's painful, that's been hiding in the shadows of your subconscious, will come up. What's exciting is this. The energy sweeping our planet is fully supporting you to expand your awareness. Get really clear about what you want. Take your power back from resistance and laser focus your energy to form what you want into physical reality. You're at a new beginning, a new level of experience that is unprecedented in your life. You're standing at a gateway to new, uncharted territory. So, don't throw up your hands and say this is too hard. Instead, use this knowledge to propel you forward. I know you're asking, how can you do this? How can you take full advantage of this? This shift in energy, along with the shift you've already been setting into motion, may give you the illusion of feeling trapped. This is, as Florence calls it, the darkness before the dawn. It's your golden opportunity to stare down the pain of fear that's held you hostage all your life. The power of the energy fluctuates throughout Mother Earth and stirs the energy within each one of us. What one person feels may be far more intense than what another person feels. Know that no matter how painful this experience is, you can progress through it. The details of all this expansion, contraction, energy flow, and ascension is just that, to evolve your energy and ascend to a place of love that is extraordinary. In order to move to something new and different, we must be willing to release the human need to hold on to the old that no longer, and probably never did, serve us. You're actively working to create something new and different. This is a time of mastery, of accepting the new gateway before you to create the highest possible outcome as your reality, a time that's fully supported to access your intuition at the deepest level possible. It's your turning point to a new life. Some of the humans on our planet are kicking and screaming as this energy reveals the darkness of their lies and hidden secrets, while others, like you, are stepping boldly, powerfully into the power of masterfully creating more love in their lives, no matter what's going on around them. So, as we've learned, when we expand into love energy, any fear energy that's been hidden within or been dormant wakens and comes forth for us to look at, heal back to the state of love. And know that this fear energy can be revealed in any number of ways, collectively as a community from a disaster, or individually through relationships with people or events. Please do not stuff painful energy into another hiding place within your subconscious. And before we complete, I want to address the energy of our thoughts. We are energy, and that energy is love. However, the energy of our spirit is housed in a human body, and the human body processes the fear energy of our planet, and at times we take in fear like a sponge. And because we reside in a human body, we have free will of choice. We can choose to vibrate in fear, or we can choose to vibrate in love, one or the other, never both at the same time. Thoughts and words are our human way of processing and conveying energy verbally. Words are our interpretation of the energy within us and life experiences outside of us. Once we recognize the feeling of an energy, our brain acknowledges the energy using words through the human process of identification. And this is why I talk about giving energy a name. It's easy for uncomfortable energy to remain hidden or buried when it doesn't have a name. The energy is real, but we have not yet identified it with the conscious thoughts by naming it. Consciously thinking the name of a negative energy drains its power to hurt us and opens the way to transform it to love. Consciously focusing on the excited energy of receiving something we want anchors that energy for manifesting. The energy behind our thoughts mold energy into form and manifests what we want or don't want into our reality. Manifestation happens through our energy, and when our thoughts and words are in alignment with the energy, the manifestation can be immediate. When our thoughts and words say what we want, yet our energy is out of alignment with our thoughts and words, what we want to create doesn't happen. The human pattern is to then question our creation ability, our self-worth, our deservedness, and to sometimes throw in the towel with a claim that the law of attraction doesn't work. We are the energy of love. No matter what we have or have not done in our lives, we are the energy of love. And when we access that love energy, we have the ability to create our version of heaven on earth. You'll find as you shift your energy into the higher state of love and set your intention to consistently stay there, you'll recognize more quickly when it begins to drain or leak. Then use your tools to face the resistance of fear and shift back into the higher vibration of love. And the more consciously you do this, the easier it is. And you create a new paradigm of living, flowing in ease and grace. This does not mean you won't have life hiccups. It means you'll know what to do and what tools to use to process through whatever your experiences are with far less pain than before, and more quickly resolve relationships and situations you do not like. You're learning that you're far more powerful than you ever thought you were. You are amazing. Embrace the strength within you. Focus on the things you're grateful for and ask your angelic team to guide you, to show you the best action steps for you, and then be open to the information that comes to you. Remember, if you could look into a mirror and see all the angels, guides, and teachers of the angelic realm that are with you, the room would be full.